Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is New Opportunities of Guthrie County Family Development Center Coordinator, Rhonda Huggins. Rhonda, what are some events that you've got here?
We are just doing our heating assistance, LIHEAT program, which that also coincides with the LIWAP, which is water assistance, if your water provider has signed a contract with us. So LIHEAP or heating assistance does run through the end of April, so don't feel like it's too late to sign up. We are taking applications every day, so give us a call and we can get you signed up for energy assistance. If you need to know what to bring, you can give us a call, but basically we would need all household income for the last 30 days, social security cards for everyone in the household, and your most recent heat and electric bill. So that runs through the end of April, but then in February, we will probably be doing I believe it's going to be the fourth Super Bowl that we have. And this is soup, as in canned soup. So we'll be doing a soup drive probably a couple weeks of February right ahead of the other Super Bowl that goes on. So if you are asked to provide a can of soup for someone in need, I will hope that you would do that. And then things slow down, you know, going into spring. We wrap up LIHEAP at the end of April, and then we are available for any other type of crisis help that we can provide. Funds are down this year. We've been working on extra funds the last couple of years due to COVID, so we are now back down to pre-COVID funding, and you know, if you need something, you can give us a call in April, and we'll do our best to help you out.
And what are some things that people in the community there in Guthrie Center or just in Guthrie County even can do to help you guys out, whether it's stuff for food or other programs that you've got?
Yeah, we will take money for food. I can't believe the increase in cost in the last 6 months for us to order from the food bank. We do have to pay a service fee on the food that we order. They do deliver it to us, but the service fees have doubled in the last 6 months. So I do appreciate donations because I can use those donations then to offset those increasing costs. If there's something I can't get from the food bank and I have cash donations or checks, I can actually order them directly from the store. Here in Guthrie Center, Hometown is great to help us out. And get food that we desperately need for the food pantry. Food pantries are up, so that is something that's always we're always in need of food. So, and that can be canned food. Maybe you butchered a beef and you've got 50 pounds of hamburger that you would want to donate. We will take that. Hamburger is something that, you know, that's kind of an extra for us. So if we can get any kind of meat. If anybody's wondering if we will take locker meat, yes, we will. We do have deer meat right now, so we're handing that out with pantries. But money, food, maybe you go to the store and they've got a 10 for $10 sale going on for something. And it would be something nice for the pantry. We would appreciate that too.
So kind of a little bit of everything here and there, mainly stick to non-perishables, but you can also accept perishable items as well.
Yes, we do have two refrigerators. You know, and if you want to donate something but you don't know if that's something that we would take, just give us a call and ask, and then we can let you know for sure whether or not that's something we would take. You know, we're not too picky. If it's sealed up and it's fresh, if it's been frozen and we don't have to worry about something that's, you know, been thawed and then refrozen, we're not going to hand out anything that we don't believe is any good, but I don't want people to think that we're not going to take stuff just because we're not going to take it, you know. We do take some outdated canned goods. Those canned goods don't get thrown in the garbage unless they're really old. We have a box here where we put our outdated items in, and if somebody still wants to pick that up, it's 6 months past the Best Buy date. You know, people are using those too. So If you don't know if it's something that we'll use, just give us a call and we can talk to you about that and hopefully get some more donations in here, because it's right now being real difficult to keep groceries on the shelves here in the pantry.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the podcast tab.